their language of deregulation. I'm going to play by their rules. That's right. I'm incorporating my uterus. Hey, I can do this. I am, after all, the sole proprietor of my uterus. And I think there's a lot of potential for pass-through profits. So I'm selling out. I'm especially excited about this because the Supreme Court has established that corporations get freedom of speech, and believe me, my uterus has shit to say about the Trump administration. Of course, Republicans are going to find a way for Uterus Incorporated to only get 80 cents on the dollar in corporate tax cuts, but what can you do? Apparently, my uterus has to be able to fire bullets to get the Republicans to give a fuck about it. I don't know about you ladies, but I did not come with gadgets. I did not come with that gadget. Very unequipped. Was anyone else at the March for Our Lives over the weekend? Woo! Great turnout. I'm a teacher. It's a very interesting time to be a teacher. I don't think any one of my students who has seen me search for chalk that is in my hand wants me with a gun. They're like, where's your chalk? It's in your hand. Like, you know, please don't have bullets. Sometimes it feels like the only way to get so-called pro-life Republicans to care about the gun violence issue is to add the word uterus to schools' names so that they'll give a fuck about the children being shot in their classrooms. Republicans did not give a fuck about elementary school children getting shot in Sandy Hook. They said, well, maybe it won't happen again. Off to my NRA fundraiser. If it were Sandy Hook uterus, my goodness, they would protect the life inside of it. It's a crazy time to be alive, isn't it? Remember when we thought 2016 was as bad as it would get? Doesn't it just feel like fucking nostalgic for 2016? Jesus Christ. I mean, so a lot of people like to blame Republicans. As you may have guessed, I joined in that chorus. But they're like, no, you seem like such a Republican. I also like to blame REM, because they led us to believe that the end of the world would be fun. I don't feel fine. People at Fox seem to feel fine, but they're also making self-parody great again, so. You know, Tucker Dutt did manage to spend a lot of time tying a bow tie without opposable thumbs, so props to him. Mostly I seem to be spending my political science PhD curled up in a fetal position, watching Rachel Maddow to see how much of our democracy is intact, and watching her long introductions, long and winding, is the only time I find myself pleading for less foreplay. I have been entertained by how much of the Stormy Daniels hush money stuff was done on Trump campaign emails. Like, I've never been so just grateful for governmental incompetence. I mean, if you're going to pay off a porn star, couldn't you at least use Gmail? I mean, then again, Michael Cohen doesn't seem like someone who's adept at Gmail or finding a G-spot, so maybe that's the connection. This month, I came very close to dying. Spoiler alert, I survived. Not a ghost. You think I'd come back for this shit? Jesus. I might come back to haunt Donald Trump, but like Robert Mueller seems to have that covered. You know, we worked out a deal way back when. 2016 was actually a really tough year for me. Trump was winning primaries. As my hippie Berkeley mother explained to me, I was going through my Saturn return, which apparently means something to some people who are not me. And a couple of my friends decided to kill themselves welcome to a comedy show. And here's the thing. I have a major inferiority complex, and I don't really like to get one-upped. So I took a bunch of pills, woke up surrounded by crucifixes and scripture and fluorescent lights, because I, 3 days later, and I was like, oh, fuck. Have I been wrong to be a born-again atheist all my life? Am I in hell? This feels like hell. Because my mom was raised Catholic, but she got kicked out of Catholic school in the second grade. My dad was Jewish, but emphasis on the ish. Like, the schmuck was a bit of a goy, if you get my drift. And so basically, I had guilt on both sides, but heathenism was really what resonated with me. So I just kind of figured that if I was going to wind up in hell for sex and drinking, that, you know, the company would be a lot more fun, and I'd probably get to see Macon Keith play Sympathy for the Devil. It was the ultimate irony that my life was saved by a conservative Catholic hospital. And so I decided, you know what, I'm going to take this opportunity. I'm going to fuck with them about religion and politics. So when they rounded up me, I said, hey, you guys do abortions, right? No? Okay, fine, I'll take a cookie, but it doesn't really seem like a fair trade.